This morning's public reading, comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21 this morning. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 13 to 21. This is God's eternal word. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness, for as man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no rooms where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God. Amen. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Now, it would seem on the surface that Jesus here is making a blanket statement that none of you should have money in the bank. And that none of you should invest for your golden age of seniorship when you become a senior. That is not what Jesus here is teaching. Now, if you hear people who take that, then they have gone beyond what Scripture. They put a comma where God has put a period, if you will. Now, this parable is generated by the events of verses 13 and down to verses 13 and 15. Here's Jesus, he's preaching, he's teaching like he would normally do, and this individual thinks that Jesus has enough clout and enough authority to straighten out a little family squabble. And what is that squabble? Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. So apparently somebody's died. Maybe the father. And in the ancient world, you would have rights of inheritance. Okay? And normally the firstborn got the greater share of the inheritance. And then the other children would get whatever piece of the pie was left. So apparently this brother hasn't gotten his piece of the pie. And he's ticked off. So he thinks Jesus will solve my problem. Right off he goes to present the family issue. And I like verses 14. Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? Notice Jesus doesn't get involved with the family squabble. He doesn't take sides. He doesn't ask a bunch of questions and then delineates a judgment. What does he do? He uses it as a what? A teaching platform. And notice the teaching platform. Notice the lesson. The key is verse 15. Take heed and beware of covetousness. Now that's the issue. Having money in the bank, having a 401k, or investing money on the stock market, or investing money in your business if they allow you to have shares in a business, that in itself is not wrong. Matter of fact, when you read the Old Testament book of Proverbs, it gives several admonishments for parents to lay up in store for their children. So the Bible is not contradicting itself. The key is that verse 15. Beware of hoarding. Beware of greed. That's what Jesus is here addressing. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things that he possesseth. Just because you got more toys and trinkets in the toy box, that does not impress God. Okay? Just because you got a big palace and three or four homes and jet aircraft and fancy cars. That may impress the man on the street, but it doesn't make any impression with God Almighty, my dear friends. So then he gives you this parable. Here's a man, he's a farmer. And this year, a bumper crop. There was just the right amount of rain, and there was just the right amount of sunshine, and the ground just simply let loose with abundance. And then he sends his men out there with the combines and with the reapers. And beloved, they can't put this stuff anywhere. They got to build bigger silos. They got to build bigger storage bins just to hold it all. This man hit the jackpot, agriculturally speaking. And then verse 18. Verse 18 is the key. Notice his heart. This will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build bigger, or build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And then verse 19 is the Mount Everest peak. I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. The problem is, this man was so stuck on himself, did he even share any of the bumper crop with people who may have been a little bit empty in the pantry? See, that's his problem. His problem was not growing and not harvesting a bumper crop. That's not the issue. The issue is, what did he do with it? He had so much in reservation, he could say to himself, I can retire. I don't need to plant another season again. Now until death, eat, drink, and be merry. Just enjoy it all. Can everything that you get, right? And then you just simply can it and hide it in the pantry for another day. This man, beloved, was full of greed and self-centeredness. That's the issue that Jesus is addressing. And then God said to him, what, that night? Time to check out. Your number's up. You're going to die tonight. And everything in the storage bins and in the silos and in the barns, who's going to have it next? And so here, beloved, we are warned. Nothing wrong in putting money away for a rainy day. That's not the issue. Nothing wrong in having a checking account and a savings account. There's nothing sinful in buying gold and silver for some emergency. None of that is wrong. The question is, when you do have a surplus, what do you do with it? Do you share the bounty, or do you hoard it all to yourself? Well, beloved, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.